This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's graduation day at Virginia Tech, less than a month after a gunman shot and killed 32 people in a classroom building and a dormitory before turning the gun on himself. There were two ceremonies today for the graduate students and for the undergrad. Both paid tributes to the victims. The undergraduate commencement is underway at this hour at Virginia Tech's football stadium. There, Virginia Tech President Charles Steger addressed the undergraduate students with a letter from President Bush.
In recent weeks, you have reminded people throughout the country and around the world that the true strength of America lies in the hearts and souls of our citizens. Your actions in the face of great tragedy demonstrate the power of compassion and the indomitable spirit of a proud and determined university. We will always remember the lives that were taken, and we will hold their families and their friends in our hearts.
That was Virginia Tech President Charles Steger. NPR's Adam Hochberg is there on campus, joins us now. Adam, this, I guess, would have, under normal circumstances, been a purely joyous day, a day of pride and excitement. What are you seeing and hearing there now?
Well, it's really been a bittersweet day today. University officials are trying to strike something of a balance between a celebration for the 4,000 or so students who are graduating, but also a commemoration for their classmates who are not here and the faculty members who are not here, or in the words of one administrator, are here only in spirit. So far, the ceremony really has been more somber than celebratory. The parents and friends of the victims have been led into the football stadium here. They've been brought up to the front of the seating area, and within a few moments, we expect them to come forward and accept posthumous degrees on behalf of the victims and their family or the victims who were their friends. And I saw the same kind of ceremony a little bit earlier today when the graduate commencement was held, and there were not many dry eyes in the arena when that was going on.
The president of the university has spoken at both the undergraduate and the graduate ceremonies. Overall, what was his message to the students and their families?
He has talked about how this tragedy has brought the university community together. He told one anecdote that he said was emblematic of the attitude of what he calls the Hokie Nation. He said he had received a letter from a freshman who was planning to come to Virginia Tech in the fall, and initially after the shooting, this prospective student had some second thoughts about coming here, but he said after watching the way that the campus community had come together, she decided there's no place else in the world she'd rather be, and that's the kind of inspirational message that the president is hoping that people take from this ceremony and ultimately from the tragedy itself.
The university long ago had asked retired General John Abizaid to speak at the commencement ceremony. That's the man who oversaw Operation Iraqi Freedom. He was indeed the keynote speaker today. What did he tell the graduates?
He talked about some of the other adversity he's seen in his life, from the horrors of 9/11 to the people in London after the terrorist attacks there, and he said that what he saw in those situations is the same thing he's seen at Virginia Tech, people who have come together, people who have come together with a collective spirit. And he said while he realized that people will not exactly look back on the last year here with necessarily an unbridled sense of joy, that they can be proud of the way that they have handled themselves through this whole very trying period of time.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Adam Hochberg at Virginia Tech's commencement in Blacksburg, Virginia. You can read remembrances of the victims at our website, npr.org.